had an accordion in it.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Apparently it did. Happy birthday to Brian Wilson. He's 77 today. His masterpiece album that actually inspired the Beatles to come up with something new and exciting, and they came up with Sgt. Pepper's, was Pet Sounds. First song on Pet Sounds was the song Wouldn't It Be Nice? And here's Brian Wilson on where he wrote Wouldn't It Be Nice and what it's all about.
In my house in Beverly Hills. I'm proud of that song because the lyrics are all about these kids who want to be a little bit older so they can get married, you know. Plus, it's got these accordions going, you know, with a shuffle beat. I like it.
Accordions that go... I did not know that. Who is this magic man? Hart came out with an album called Dreamboat Annie in 1976. First single flopped, but Magic Man caught fire. It was magic. Who is the Magic Man? Let us find out who is the Magic Man from a 1980s interview. Here is Ann Wilson.
There are so many Magic Men all over the country. It's really amazing. Like, on stage, whenever we do that song, this line of guys pushes up to the very front and points at themselves like, yeah. Me, I'm the Magic Man, it's me. So there probably are about 30,000 of them across the country. But the original Magic Man was the man I was with at the time the song was written, who was indeed a magical person.
Oh, well, she didn't reveal it, but I'll reveal it for you. It was Mike Fisher. Mike Fisher was the group's original guitarist, and she was in love. And during the Vietnam War, some people did not want to be drafted. They did not believe in the war, so they went to Canada. He went to Canada, and she followed him there. That's when, you know, the old mama come home, you gotta come home thing happened. But he eventually came back, and he became their manager and sound engineer. Mike Fisher is the Magic Man.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.